Hi guys, my name is Christy and you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge. So today we have a very interesting video and it's actually a riddle. It's a riddle from Einstein before he came up with the entire E equals MC square kind of formula. But this riddle, it gives 19 clues and I don't know if you guys have seen it before or not, but it's really interesting. I strongly suggest you go back to the video and try to solve it for some brainstorming for the weekend, okay? Or if you don't have time, just take a look at today's sentence. Part of the trick is to use the process of elimination and lots of trial and error to hone in on the right pieces. And the more logic puzzles you solve, the better your intuition will be for when and where there's enough information to make your deductions. Part of the trick is to use the process of elimination and lots of trial and error to hone in on the right pieces. And the more logic puzzles you solve, the better your intuition will be for when and where there's enough information to make your deductions. 那我们首先来看 elimination 这个字。Elimination 呢，它本身是淘汰的名词，它的动词原形是 eliminate。那注意大家这边 mi 的地方要发短音，的音，所以是 eliminate。Elimination， 那不知道大家有没有在看一些 reality show， 像是Master Chef 啊，他们里面都会有一些there's an elimination test， 就是指淘汰赛的意思，或者是像America's Next Top Model， 它里面也会说 18 models stand before me and one of you will be eliminated， 就其中一个人会被淘汰，他们就是那一周一周都会 eliminate 人。那我们来看看一个很有名的 quote， 它是 Sir Arthur Conan Doyle。就是这个福尔摩斯的作家所讲的 Once you eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. 有在看侦探小说的都会知道，就是只一旦你把所有的不可能消除之后，留下来的尽管它看似非常不可能，但剩下的那个一定是真相。 OK， 我再念一次这个句子。 Once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. OK， 就其实要带大家来看这个 eliminate 在这个句子里面扮演的角色，其实跟我们今天的句子还蛮像的。 OK， 那再来我们来看 trial 这个字。 Trial and error 在这个句子里面呢，就是指不断的尝试，不断的犯错之后，你总有一天会找到一个正确的方法。那 trial 呢，就是尝试的意思。trial， 那这个 trial 呢，大家记得不要跟 trial 搞混哦。trial 是尝试，就像我们有些应用程式都会有一些 trial period， 就是试用期，就是这个 trial。那 trail trail 呢，则是指一些步道或者是痕迹，比如说 the dog left a wet trail on。The carpet 就是那只狗狗在地毯上留下了 一条很湿的痕迹，这样这个是 trail 是痕迹。那也可以说 a trail in the woods 就是森林中的小径。那大家这两个字不要搞混 trial。再来我们来看 logic 这个字。 logic 其实它很简单记，因为 logic 逻辑它其实中文跟英文听起来几乎一样 logic。Logic， 那如果要形容 一件事情非常有逻辑的，就是说 it's very logical。 有逻辑的听起来很怪，其实就是指有迹可循或者是蛮合理的。 It's logical， 就是这样是合理的。那它的逻辑性名词呢，则是 logicality。 Logicality， 那记得它的重音是在 CA 的地方。 Logicality。 再来看 intuition。 Intuition 呢，指的是直觉。Intuition， 那后面这个 T-U-I-T-I-O-N 其实是我们一般也是指学费 ，tuition fee 就是这个 tuition。那前面加了 I-N 呢，就是其实不太相关，那就是指直觉的意思。Intuition and tuition。最后我们来看 deduction。Deduction 呢是指扣除或移除的名词，那它的动词原形呢则是 deduct。Deduct。那大家要记得这边的 C-T 呢轻轻发就好 ，cut。Deduct。OK， 那像如果扣除，我们可以说 When you deduct the cost from the gains, you'll get the profit。 就是你如果把所得减掉成本的话，你就会得到你的利润。 OK， deduct 是这样用的。那 deduction 呢，它这个名词我们有时候会在百货公司看到 further deduction。 什么叫做更多的移除，其实就是再降价的意思， further deduction。 OK， 大家可以就是把这个用法学起来。那我们最后再来看一次今天的例句。 Part of the trick is to use the process of elimination and lots of trial and error to hone in on the right pieces. And the more logic puzzles you solve, the better your intuition will be for when and where there's enough information to make your deductions. Okay, so that's it for today's sentence. Try solving the puzzle and you can comment below for whether or not you like it. And I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!